Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
From time to time, people ask me, "Hey Hypei, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately. What can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude?" The answer is simple. Just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
Tired of begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next half hour is a very special white noise because we are playing a pilot that we wrote for a like television-style sitcom, but we're doing it on the radio because that's about all we can afford to produce at the moment. So check it out. We have played it once a long time ago, but we thought we'd refresh your memory with playing it tonight. And of course, afterwards will be the White Noise after show, this week hosted by myself and co-host Connor Neckelpert. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing very well. I'm glad to be back after missing a few episodes recently.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Yeah, apologize about that.
Apologize to the listeners, man. Actually, they probably didn't miss you.
Todd, I'm very sorry.
And Brian. Actually,
oh yeah,
not.
He did last, didn't he? Yeah. Sorry, Brian.
So yeah, without further ado, let's get on with it. It's time for some very special white noise. It's time for art.
Our story begins with Ian. Ian likes to dress like a goth. Ian is walking down a lovely street, and he's about to throw himself in front of a car.
Jesus Christ, man! I could have killed you!
Yeah, that was the point. Why didn't you?
It's a school zone? I was doing 30?
Oh, fuck.
Art. Written by Simon Welton. All men have
secrets and there is mine, so let it be known. Are you all right?
I think your emblem pierced me groin.
Do you want me to call an ambulance?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Trust me, I've let consenting women do much worse things to me than that.
Oh.
Shit, I'm late now, too. Well, thanks for nothing. So a difference starts at night.
Oh, what are we going to do?
We'll find someone.
Why didn't you just let that hot construction worker move in?
Well...
You're pathetic. Just because you thought she was hotter than you?
It wasn't that. Imagine how many loser guys she'd be bringing home. I don't want to wake up to some brute in my kitchen eating my food and bragging about what tribal tattoo he's gonna get next.
What about that neat, quiet girl? The student? What was wrong with her?
Well...
Oh, so there is a reason. Go on then. What?
Two women under one roof?
What the fuck does that mean?
I just mean, you're the alpha right now. Why mess with that?
Alpha? What are we, German shepherds? God damn it, Xander, you fucked us both royally with this. The rent is due tomorrow.
Yes, I know.
That douchebag of a landlord won't give a shit that we haven't been able to find anyone.
Okay, yes, it is getting a bit close, but calm down. I have a guy coming to look at the room at any moment now.
Which means he's already late, right?
Well, yes, but he might still come. He sounded really interesting in his email. Apparently, he's a poet and a professional.
A professional what?
Oh, some science thing I hadn't heard of. I think he said he's a hedonist?
A hedonist?
Yeah, did you ever study that in college?
Huh, no, I haven't studied it.
Ah, perhaps that's our savior now.
You better hope he's the second coming of Christ, you moron.
Oh, you people again. No, leave me alone already. I'm only going to say this one more time. I don't want to join your cult. I just went to that one meeting because I was having a bad day.
Cult? What? I haven't been in a cult for months, dude. No, I'm here about the room to rent. Remember, I emailed you earlier.
Oh, that was you? Are you sure? I was expecting someone shorter. Well, you're a bit late. Did you get held up?
I did, actually, yeah. I, bumped into someone.
Oh, right.
Can I come in?
Sure, I guess. Shit. Helen, this is Ian. He's come to look at the room.
Oh, hey. Wow, did you just come from a funeral?
Life is my funeral.
Oh, I bet you'd be a ray of sunshine to live with. So, do you have a job?
I'm a poet.
A poet? Fuck me. Does that cover the rent?
Well, no, but my father does.
For real?
Yeah, he's very wealthy, and my parents are divorced, so he's got that shitty father guilt.
Okay, then. Let's have a very quick tour around. Through here is the kitchen. So, here it is.
Oh, very tidy. I'm actually a complete neat freak too, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My mum couldn't believe it when I was a kid. She swore I was gay.
Right. So where were you living before?
I was squatting with some friends from university, but our building got condemned.
Oh, was it old?
Nah, just a lot of messed up parties. Not that I would have them here. Obviously, this place has a different vibe to that. This place is more Josh Groban and charades.
Glad we're on the same page.
Is there room for me to store my collections?
Collections?
Yeah, you know, comics, records, action figures, scabs, shrunken heads, that sort of thing.
No.
Really? No space at all?
Not for scabs, no.
Fine. Where's the bedroom?
It's through there, but you're gonna hate it. It's probably too small for your liking, and I understand if you want to pass. I'm sure there are plenty more suitable places elsewhere.
I can make my own mind up, thank you very much. And you'd be surprised how few houses there are to rent these days. I mean, most places are just condos now, and quite honestly, our ancestors didn't leave a crowded Europe so we could live in a glorified prison cell.
I think it was more about the persecution of individual rights rather than an issue of elbow room.
One last concern. Has anyone ever died in here?
No, I don't think so.
Or gotten really ill?
Not to my knowledge.
Typical. Ah, well, you can't have everything. So, you said my portion of the rent was 1500, is that right?
Well, yeah, the rent is 1500.
A bit steep, but I like the location. I'll take it. Here, here's 750 for the deposit, and I'll go grab my things. Dude, my necrophilia paintings are gonna look amazing on that wall. Oh, it makes none, but now you have gone,
and your prejudice won't keep you warm tonight. So how long did it take for you to say no this time?
Hey, Xander, I might need your help lifting some big stuff in a bit. Is that cool with you?
Sure.
Cheers.
You're joking. I mean, I don't really care. But you? Living with him? Honestly?
He thinks his portion of the rent is $1,500.
What? But...
I know. I was going to say something, but then I had an idea. Think about it carefully. We are going to be living completely rent-free. Do you see what this means?
Holy shit, I get you. This is our chance to do it properly.
Exactly. Like we talked about.
With no rent to pay, I could work 10 hours a week and spend the rest doing stand-up.
Right, and I can go to as many auditions as I like.
And how bad can he be? He's just a spoiled rich boy with a hard-on for Edgar Allan Poe.
Only time and inevitable pain will tell how horrific he can be.
I thought he was the goth poet.
You know what? I bet he just says he's a poet to pick up insecure goth chicks at Marilyn Manson concerts.
Well then, we'll just have to get him up on stage at the bakery tonight.
Yeah, that'll have to be worth a few laughs.
Speaking of the bakery, what time is it?
11:30.
Oh shit, I'm late again! Thank God everyone else there is off their tits by now.
That's why I'm glad I'm an actor.
Oh, yeah. You can't move in here for all the film contracts floating through the door.
I thought you were late.
Shit, yeah, see ya. Come by when I'm off. Unless, of course, Hollywood comes calling before.
You never know.
Actually, I think I do.
Fine then. You just lost your invite to my first private yacht. More room for supermodels. I'm too tired. I'm so very tired. And I'm feeling very sick and ill today. But I'm still fond of you.
Sorry I'm late, Billy. The buses were just crazy.
I'm sure it's fine. What are you late for?
Work? Here?
Oh, right. Yeah. Are you hungry?
No, I'm fine.
It's the weirdest thing. Every morning I get here, and within an hour... I'm suddenly starving.
Hey, dude. Can I have a rolly?
How about something more exciting?
Like what?
Well, there's pipes, bongs, blunt papers, parachute bongs, gravity bongs, vaporizers, one-hitters, gas masks, or hookahs.
Just give me a rolling paper.
Fine. Philistine.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Just make sure you're here tonight.
What's tonight?
Tonight is the BC Bakery's famous open mic night. I host, and we have all sorts. Comedy, music, and some fresh spoken word rhymes.
Oh, right. Maybe.
Miserable hipster. I bet he'd come if I Instagrammed him. So, are you going up tonight?
Yeah, I've got a few new bits I want to try out.
Awesome. I think Dana's going to be here, too.
Oh, not her. Really?
What? She killed it last week.
Yeah, with an entire set of jokes about her vagina and her relationships. She is the epitome of the stereotypically bad female comic.
Ooh, that sounds like some sour grapes.
She's a hack, Billy. And anyway, it's not like you haven't bitched about all the comics you can't stand.
I have legitimate grievances about everyone I've ever hated.
What about that 90-year-old lady you nearly beat up the other month?
She ignored the warning light. I flashed her 3 times. I had to drag her off stage.
She has cataracts. She couldn't see the light.
Oh, people make too many excuses for the elderly.
What?
And the disabled. They're all playing the system. I guarantee it. Give them an inch, and they'll take it a mile. Slowly, of course, because they're old, but eventually, they'll take it.
You should put that in your act.
Huh. You know, you're right. I bet everyone else secretly hates the disabled, too. Huh. I'm gonna work on that. Here, man the fort. I mean, woman it. Whatever. Political correctness. That's another good topic. People hate that, too. I stole and I lied, and why? Because you asked me to.
But now you make me feel so ashamed, because I've only got...
There weren't any spots big enough for the van near the house, so I had to park it over here. Only a couple of big things, though. Mainly just the bed and the chair.
Like an office chair?
It's a little more ostentatious than that, I'd say.
Oh.
What do you think? It's based on the chair they used in executions at Alcatraz. It's my thinking chair.
It's not really my sort of thing.
Oh, good. I was worried it had a little bit too much mass appeal.
Well, let's grab one end each. Oh, bloody hell. All right, to me.
This is crazy, Ian. It's way too heavy.
Well, do you have anything at home that might help?
Wait.
Okay.
Actually, we have a dolly somewhere, I think. Yeah, from the last time I moved. Just stay here. I'll go grab it. It'll make things way easier.
No worries. I'm going to sit and have another smoke. My groin is killing.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. Just a bit of light bruising. I can massage it out. I used to date an RMT. I think I remember the technique.
Okay, then.
Oh, fucking hell. Ah, yeah. Whew, that's better. Ah, that's the spot. Yeah. Yeah. That's the ticket.
Get on the floor!
What?
Get on the floor, dirtbag, now!
It's just a cigarette.
Cigarette? Sir, you're sat opposite a public elementary school rubbing your groin in broad daylight. We're going downtown right now.
Oh, come on, it's not my fault. It's the man in the Jaguar's fault.
I don't give a shit what happened to you as a kid, you sick bastard.
My chair! Wait, my chair! I can't leave it there. What if someone steals it?
No one wants your emo pedophile's chair, asshole. Get in the car.
This is bullshit.
This is why I became a cop. For days like this.
Where's he gone? The lazy bastard. He's left me to do all the work. Well, I'm definitely not unpacking it as well. It makes none, but now you have gone,
and you must be looking very old tonight. Thank you, thank you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest open mic show in town. I'm your host, Billie Jean, and no, I didn't sleep with Michael Jackson. We just fucked. Where's Sean? I told you that joke was crap. I want my $5 back now. Okay then, let's bring on our first act. She's a rising star in the comedy scene, voted best newcomer at last year's Chuckle Awards. She's everyone's favorite female comic here at the bakery. It's the lovely Dana!
Thank you, Billy. How about a round of applause, everyone, for Billy? Aw, wasn't he great? So, I went on a date with this guy last week, and he was so rude. The first time he looks at my face all night was to come in it.
Hey, you made it. Where's the Dark Lord?
I don't know. He disappeared when we were moving his stuff. I had to finish it all my own. Looked like I was furnishing a Tim Burton movie. Anyway, so when are you going up?
I'm next after Mega Whore.
Oh, well, at least the crowd will be warmed up.
So you think she's good too, do you?
Well, it's jokes you don't think about. You know I think you're great, but sometimes you can be a little too preachy.
You mean I talk about things other than women's issues?
I'm just saying Dana does what sells. No one comes here to think or to be inspired.
You are a Philistine, Xander. I'm trying to emulate all the greats. Carlin, Pryor, Stanhope, they all make you laugh while blowing your fucking mind. That's the dream combination. Though a little tricky to achieve in the 5 pitiful minutes I get here.
Hey, you two. Fancy meeting you here.
What the hell happened to you?
Ah, it was the pigs, man. Got picked up on some bullshit charges.
What sort of charges?
Oh, just masturbating in front of an elementary school. But it was nonsense. I was merely palpating my groin. That's it.
Palpating?
Yes, massaging my injury, I swear.
Yeah, I bet no perverts have used that defense before.
And the police believed you?
I told you my father was rich.
So the charges were dropped?
No, not quite. He's rich, not magic. They just decided that I'm not allowed within 500 meters of the school. So now I can only turn left out of our house.
Oh dear. Wait, hang on a minute. How did you find this place?
Dude, you can smell it like 3 blocks away. I was drawn towards it like a moth to light. It smells like glory in here. So I said, I don't care how often I eat out.
as long as you eat me out. Thank you, everyone. I hope you all have a sexy night, too.
Thank you, Dana. I will have a sexy night for sure. Just gonna store that image of Dana for later. Click! That's all I need. Anyway, I once went on a date with a girl who was rude. I paid for dinner, and then she had sex with the waiter. It's actually a true story, and wasn't that funny for me. Although they were both laughing. Now that I've got you nice and warmed up, again, let's bring on our next comic, Helen!
Thank you, Billy. Always there to give us an insight into being middle-aged. It looks horrendous. So, we are still not doing anything about Garbage Island in the Pacific Ocean. An island of garbage bigger than Texas. No one seems to give a fuck about it, though. Maybe if there was oil under it, or it released a sex tape, then someone would give a shit. Maybe if we use the garbage to make a collage of porn, people would pay attention, eh?
Tell a joke!
This is a story. It's a blend of humor and prose.
It's not story time. Give us a punchline.
It's called Open Mic, and this is humor with a point.
Nobody fucking cares.
Fine then. Nobody fucking cares, huh? Then fine. I don't fucking care. You want some punchlines? Here are your fucking punchlines. I also went on a date with a rude guy. He took me to a white supremacist rally, and he didn't even tip the valet. Oh, not that impressed, were you? How about this? I learned to juggle recently. I thought it might make me seem interesting. It wasn't very good for picking up men, but it was excellent for picking up 5-year-olds. Oh, that's a little more to your taste? How about this? I'm glad I've never had to deal with the awkwardness of a guy prematurely ejaculating, though part of me is concerned it's just because I'm too ugly to cause it.
That's funny shit, man.
My ex once asked me to join in his shower routine. He thought it'd be romantic. And it was okay when he was washing his hair, but it's a bit weird when I watched him masturbate. go fuck yourselves.
Thank you, Helen. That was awesome.
Unbelievable.
Well done. He must be thrilled.
What? No, I just proved my point. No one gives a shit about anything real. They just want to be preoccupied with vacuous bullshit.
I quite agree.
Thanks, Ian, but I got this one. Helen, don't you see how that self-deprecating stuff made you a little bit more accessible?
Maybe.
It did. They were eating out of your hand by the time you left the stage.
I guess.
Do that stuff, then hit them with the thinker.
Whatever. Though it's kind of worth it just to beat Dana.
I think she's pretty hot.
Quiet, kitty fiddler.
Yeah. You guys ready to get silly?
Huh?
Check it out. A joint. I rolled in the joint.
Ah, perfect timing. What a day. Oh, wait, we didn't get to see you perform yet, Ian. Are you going up? We're excited to hear your poetry.
Yeah, go on, Ian.
Maybe next week. You can't rush art.
Art was performed by Connor Neckleput, Sierra Wiley, and Simon Welton. Sound effects and music by Simon Welton.
All right, there you go. That was our rendition of Art. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's interesting to listen to it like a bit further removed.
Quite removed from it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Kind of cringed at my own acting at parts there.
Oh, definitely same here, yeah.
But, yeah. And it's funny because, yeah, there's lots of stuff I want to like change with that now. Because we're like, I'm trying to rewrite that at the moment.
What gave you cause for thinking you felt the need to rewrite part of it or to restructure
it? I sent it to someone who has a lot more experience than me, some guy who has written for television, and he tore it to shreds. And of course, like, you know, when you first get it back, you like kind of go back and forth being like, oh, maybe he's completely right, maybe he's completely wrong. And then
he doesn't get me. Yeah. I'm a failure. Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's because he's not English. and but no, yeah, definitely lots of things I'd change. There was one thing, though, that I'm still, like, thinking harder about, which is that he made a suggestion that there needs to be, like, 7 or 8 major characters in the show. And I think that's a very American, or at least North American, style of doing things. Because if you think about shows like The IT Crowd, you've got the main 3 and the guy upstairs who's rotated out, and everyone else is kind of like...
They're just in passing.
Yeah, they're just passing characters. The same in Black Books is basically 3 characters. Arguably, there isn't really any other reoccurring characters besides those 3.
Yeah, if you look back further, Blackadder was essentially 3 to 5. Not more than that, really.
Yeah.
Fawlty Towers was like...
Peep Show
like
is like...
4 or 5, yeah.
It's like 5 characters in Peep Show, maximum. So, you know, I don't necessarily think there needs to be quite that many, as long as the major ones are strong enough.
And as long as the writing and the ideas and situations are creative enough to be able to maximize the 3 or 4 or 5 person potential.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of is perhaps you maybe need that many characters if you want to produce like 20, 25 episodes a year.
Yeah.
But that is actually fairly uncommon now, even in North America. We're starting to see like 10 episode seasons. Like
13 episodes maybe.
13
yeah.
episodes. Like, you rarely, unless it's a network show, getting up to 25. I mean, obviously, if you want to be ambitious, you can think of it like that. But yeah, I just, you know, you wonder whether it really is necessary anymore. But
it's a curious one as well, because I guess, I mean, you can probably find examples across the board of shows that do well with a few and shows that do well with many.
Yeah.
Like recent ones that do well with many. I mean,
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Like, yeah, you probably, I mean, Community was a big hit. And that had like eight, nine. Yeah,
any of those sort of workplace comedies. Because even things like Workaholics has loads of characters, but because it's set in a workplace.
Yeah.
And I mean, in art, like, there's obviously room with like Billy, and like if we kept like the pot cafe aspect of it, because one of the major changes we want to make actually is getting rid of the fact that one of the characters is a comic. Partly because there's so many goddamn shows about stand-up comedians now. Already, so yeah. It feels saturated, so I want to get away from that and change her character into being a graffiti artist, which obviously as a radio play becomes completely fucking useless, but you know, in its original idea of being a TV show, that would work. And then have and also the guy who's like, he doesn't really say it in the first episode, but the other character, the one who isn't a poet,
Xander, the actor.
Xander, the actor, is actually going to be a DJ now, because I just think that's an interesting sort of idea of like, then you've got the 3 kinds of art. You've got like a graphic art or a visual art. You've got the written art of the poet, and then you have the music.
Well,
I'll put music in inverted commas there, as he's a DJ, but some DJs can be very talented.
I mean, you could say he's not an instrumentalist, but
yeah.
He produces music.
Yeah, totally. And of course, some DJs can do really wonderful things live, and I don't mean to put them all down, but you know,
just most of them.
It's just Tiesto and people like that.
Hey, Tiesto is wicked, man.
Pressing play on his laptop.
No, that's David Guetta.
Okay. But yeah, so then I thought that'd be kind of an interesting dynamic of those 3. And also, then they're all in careers which are really saturated or like difficult to make money at, with the poet, the DJ, because I mean, you know, everyone knows a DJ. There's so many DJs. It's a really tough one to do well in, and which, you know, it's just
unfortunately, you're gonna find that the market is going to become more saturated with different ideas. Of course, there's like an ebb and flow to which areas receive more attention. But with like Netflix and all the streaming services, suddenly you have like every show of the past decade and further at your fingertips.
Yeah.
No idea is even new anymore. It's all there for you. And so you kind of need to beat out what's just not been done in the past 30 years to kind of stay relevant.
Totally. Because, I mean, you know, him being an actor, which was our original idea, feels a bit more been done. Obviously, you have Joey and Friends. And, yeah, there's plenty of other shows about struggling actors. Like, that's a fairly common concept. So it'd be nice to go away from that and try something a bit fresher, just so that storylines then feel more fresh. But also, I've learned a lot in the last year as well about writing and writing TV, especially because that's one reason why we are eventually finishing White Noise, is so that I can concentrate on other projects. Because as great as it's been, all it's done is made me better at writing sketches, not necessarily better at writing the formats that I want to focus on, which is television and film. And so I really need to put all my energy into that. But in, you know, over the last year, I've learned a lot about TV. I wrote a spec script for Always Sunny and a few other things I've written. And I've really got into the idea of like writing sort of like two sort of like ad break peaks, and then working around that, which wasn't really, which we kind of did in this pilot. Like, we, you know, he has the bit where he gets taken away by a policeman, but even then we didn't necessarily resolve that as well as we could have. So yeah, there's plenty of things we could do differently, and it'd be really fun to rewrite it. And I don't know, maybe if we do rewrite it, we'll re-record it. We'll see.
See what happens.
But anyway, let's get on with the after show. We're going to start with some music. So first up tonight is one of Connor's. He's excited for this one. It's a pick of his. This is
they're all picks of mine.
They're all picks of yours. No, that's true. But this one, like, he basically begged me to play. So we're going to play Nilla with Skydive from the album Valkyrie.
I'm here. I've arrived. I'm not going anywhere. Where?
Everybody in my world thinks I'm crazy.
What's going on? You need another album out. You know, the time is running out. You have a window, a certain window to make music. And for a little while, I listened. Let them say what they say. Let them act like they know. We only get to choose playing. Just vibe, watch your life unfold. It's a song that we're chasing. We give it all so you know. Let's get it in, sing along, but it's strong, stay alive. Sing a song for survival. I gotta finish this, wanna get it done. Time's running out, better get me some. What's the use of working hard if you're not having fun? I'm working smarter in the sun and balancing the love with the passion, goals with action. You know how I roll with the wind on my back, and nothing is coincidence, it's all bound to happen. Outcome of instance depends on how you acting. If I see a hurdle, move past it. Until I'm seeing plural in my assets. Not kidding, still paying all the bills. I'm rich in experience, all of life's thrills. Making art give you something to feel. Hey, I played a part of 100 and real. It's no question, this life's in session. Yes, I'm so blessed that I forget to mention. We set it off from the jump. It's mine, it's yours, get some. Sit back and enjoy the show. Yo, we do it for the people, you already know. We set it off from the jump. It's mine, it's yours, get some. Sit back and enjoy the show. Yo, we do it for the people, you already know. Let's go. I'm not waiting, my prime objective. Concentration, my mind's selective. 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 Yes, sir, I ride with the freshest. Rise to the top like the foam on your beverage. We profesh with the leverage. Biz is in order, day ones get percentage. That's how you get to where you're going, you notice. You're not renting when you're owning, so hold it. Damn, definition of success. No matter what the test, know you're proving your best. Let the rest fall into place, make moves from the chest. Checkmate on a board, you're the master, no stress. What's next on the menu? Chefs in the mix asking, what can I get you? We'll have it all, plus a little on the side. With the number one spot, give me all of the mics. We set it off from the jump. It's mine, it's yours, get some. Sit back and enjoy the show. Yo, we do it for the people, you already know. We set it off from the jump. It's mine, it's yours, get some. Sit back and enjoy the show. Yo, we do it for the people, you already know. Let's go. Let them say what they say. Let them act like they know. We only get to choose playing. Just vibe, watch your life unfold. It's a song that we're chasing. We give it all so you know. Let's get it in, sing along. Got a strong, stay alive. Singing songs for survival.
The lightly clad woman of tomorrow, ooh, swish, will move in an atmosphere that's scientifically kept at the right temperature. The future bride in a wedding dress of cloth. What the groom will wear, apart from a worried look, isn't mentioned. A dress of aluminium, with a sash to change it for afternoon or evening, and an electric headlight to help her to find an honest man. As for him, if he matters at all, there won't be any shaving, collars, ties, or pockets. He'll be fitted with a telephone, a radio, and containers for coins, keys, and candy for cutie. Cutie. Cutie.
Losing my mind from losing your love, raising my eyes to the skies above, but I don't find nothing, don't feel nothing but alone. No time to cry when the babies need feeding, days by and by with nothing new in between them. My soul is wearing thin. Time stretches on, a fool's marathon, ever since the day I you, doctor. Holy Moses. Somewhere on down the road, can't be bothered picking up my phone. I wish the whole damn world would just leave me alone. Stop knocking on my door, but nobody can see this burden on me. Black friggin', no one else gonna carry. Holy Moses, holy Moses, ooh ooh wee, have mercy on me. Losing my mind from losing your love, raising my eyes to the skies above, but I don't find nothing, don't feel nothing but alone. No time to cry when the baby's defeated, days flying by with nothing new in between them. My soul is wearing thin. Time stretches on, a fool's marathon, ever since the day that you've done gone. Holy moly.
There we go. That was Tommy Nelson with Holy Moses, which was great fun. Oh, Don't Be Afraid. All right, so you're listening to the White Noise After Show with Simon Welton and Connor Neckleput. And Connor, you're going to introduce the first topic of our after show, aren't you? So what's it going to be?
Yeah, so something that happened a while ago that we never really touched on in passing, I don't think, that's now re-risen over the past few days, especially today on the internet, is the battle for net neutrality. So this is an idea that, in the United States particularly, internet service providers like Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon are looking to publish and support legislation that would create a sort of a tiered internet system whereby certain websites were ranked according to popularity and various credentials and then given certain preferential treatment or vice versa, unpreferential treatment in terms of viewing speeds and how quickly they pop up on search engines. And so the idea is essentially that these internet service providers who would usually just, you'd get in contact with them, you book your internet, you pay for whatever upload, download speed, how much bandwidth, and that would be it, that you have access to the internet. They're now looking to actually create a system where you actually have to pay extra to access certain sites faster.
Or on the reverse of that as well would be that companies such as Netflix would basically have to give backhanders to these companies not to then be basically be expected to get a worse connection through their services.
Exactly. So the ideas are pretty monumental. This is only happening in the United States as far as we can see. I know a lot of other countries themselves, like national governments, have come out against doing similar initiatives themselves. But what do you think, Simon? How is this? Does this fit into the new world?
Well, it clearly, of course, goes against the entire philosophy of the internet from its birth.
But that's just porn.
Which was about open source, the free sharing of information. And really, the only reason to do this is internet service providers want to make more money. That's the only reason to do it. Clearly, like, none of us are suffering from a lack of access to the internet speed. You know, our speeds aren't suffering because of what's going on already. There has been no negative impact to us because of net neutrality up until now. The only people that want this and the only people that would benefit from it are the internet service providers. They argue that without it, they would struggle to provide access and services to more rural communities. But that, to me, feels a little bit like an excuse. I don't truly believe that it's completely not cost effective for them to provide services to a wide base of customers. And yes, that could mean that in rural areas you may have less choice of who to get services from, but that's the case.
Well, that's the case anyway.
That's what happens when you live in the bush. Like, if you want to live outside of that. And to be honest, people who live in those areas, for the most part, probably aren't as keen on services such as this anyway. If I went and bought a house in the middle of nowhere, it's because I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to have access to anything.
You're saying you don't want access to Facebook?
And if you do, you can get satellite services that will provide those anyway. So it's kind of a bullshit excuse, if you ask me.
And in many ways, like, if there genuinely was an issue, because of course, like, now there's more people using the internet more regularly than ever before, but if there was seriously an issue with internet service providers being able to provide the internet for everyone, they could just up their prices. Like, there's enough people living in urban areas that, you know, even a few dollars increase per person, of course people would be angry. No one wants to pay more. They want to pay less, if anything. But, you know, as long as the competition and the oligarchy, which already sort of exists, is kind of on board with that, they could just raise prices and reinvest their energies into those rural communities if that's what they genuinely cared about, which seems highly suspicious at this point.
Yeah.
And the problem is as well, is unfortunately the way, and I'm not trying to condemn rural communities at all, but the way that trends are sort of manifesting these days is that the world's only becoming more urban. More people are living in urban settings and cities now than ever before, and the number's only growing. So if you're living out in the urban areas in the bush...
non-urban areas.
The non-urban areas, absolutely, the rural areas rather. You're kind of, in a certain sense, like, all respect to what you're doing, your life, your traditions and styles, but you're kind of going against the grain of what's becoming normal. If internet service providers really care about those people and want to provide for them, up a little bit of pricing in the rural areas and then simply reinvest it. I think you wouldn't see that, though. I think what they're doing is they're absolutely trying to create a more regulated internet market for their own profit.
Exactly, yeah. It's that's all it is. Because, you know, when you have public companies, which all of these are, which means that they have shareholders, that every single year they're expected to increase profits and to show growth. And with something like this, once the majority of people are connected to their services and they've grasped as much of the market as they can, there isn't many places to grow.
There's not much growing room, no.
No. So this is really like their way of making the bosses happy and making investors happy. And yeah, it's not in your interest. So if you are listening in America, or even if you're listening in Canada or another country, you should, if you have the time and the patience, especially if you live in America, because this is a really, you know, this is something they're looking to pass, especially with a Republican government. Everyone's getting backhanders from Verizon and all these people to push these sort of bills through. And if you go online, you can look up and you can send your comments and thoughts to whoever your representative is in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. Or if you're in Canada, we've got the House of Commons and the Senate here.
Justin Trudeau also takes emails regularly.
Yeah, yeah. So send emails and tell them exactly what you think of this, because it's you that will end up paying for it. If they make Netflix pay for it, they're going to increase the price of Netflix to pay for that. So unless you want to pay more for what you're already getting without any better quality or service, then you should say something about this. And if you go online right now as well, there are quite a few sites today who are basically having their own sort of protest online, and you'll see a banner pop up asking you to fill out information to contact representatives. So take those few minutes, fill those things out, because it could make a huge difference. Because if they do pass something like this, that'll set a precedent, and it's a lot harder to get rid of those things once they're there. As we've seen with legislation the Republicans are trying to repeal now, it doesn't matter what the legislation is. Once it's in, it's a lot harder to get rid of. So take 2 minutes out of your day, do it now.
And protect what you got.
Yeah, and, don't be complacent about this. This is really important because, yes, it is just entertainment today, but as we become more and more connected to the internet, who knows what other services and what other valuable parts of our life it could affect in the future, more than we could probably grasp right now.
Absolutely.
So do your best and do your part and make sure you fight for net neutrality. All right, let's play a song. We'll come back in a minute with some more chit-chat.
Oh, Corian, I've got a pain in my heart. I think it's because of you. 'Cause they kick me out of the forces.
Somewhere else.
There we go. That was Sky Wallace with War Years from Something Wicked. Before that was Fern with I Sold the House off Paws Clope. And of course, before that was Metronomy with Corrine from English Riviera, which is still such a good album.
Great album.
So good. All right. So our last topic of the night, very quickly, is, of course, the big, big, big news coming out
in
the last
few
days. I think you
mean huge news.
Huge, huge without the H. Was that Donald Trump Jr. Released emails. He released them himself, but only because he knew they were getting released the day after anyway. So he jumped the gun and released emails, which basically proved beyond doubt that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to try and bring Hillary down, which is something they denied time and time and time again. Until they keep getting caught with their pants down with, of course, Michael Flynn. And also, we've had a few other people step away.
Had, like, Jeff Sessions having to back up a little
bit. Yeah, like everyone's getting caught with their pants down. And now Donald Trump Jr. has been caught, and it's amazing because his actual defense was that, well, I did have the meeting, but the woman who I met with didn't have any good information, so it wasn't colluding because nothing good came of it. Which is like saying, I tried to commit murder, but the person wasn't there, so I'm not really an attempted murderer because there was no murder to even attempt. But it's like, well, but your intent was there. And that's what really matters in these things. You intended to collude with Russia. You knew exactly. It says clearly in the email that official documents from Russia are available for your viewing that will bring down Hillary. And he says, thanks very much. I would love that if I could get those. What do you think, Connor? Is he just what?
It's just what? I mean, it just, of course, as many things that the Trump campaign have shown us over the last year, they're not politicians. They don't know how to run and play the political system. And in some regards, that's kind of great. Cool. I get like an outsider in and see what happens and see what they can, how they can steamroll over those bureaucratic dogs. But if anything, they're doing the exact opposite. They're just like gaffes left, right, and center. I mean, we always love to joke that politicians are kind of corrupt and kind of like, they're not always so well-meaning as they might pose to be. But, like, dear God, these guys are not trying to hide anything.
No, I mean, really, the entire America should just be embarrassed. But he's not.
The fact that we're where we are now, like, it's only been 4 months, Jesus. About 4 months into
the... Feels like it's been 4 years.
Yeah, it does. Into the Trump presidency. And as of yet, despite all these, like, leaks and reveals... The fact that there still hasn't, in some sense, been a serious discussion of impeachment within the within Congress, I understand that it's Republican control and they don't want to impeach him because he's their man. There'll be humiliation. Although why they wouldn't just like Mike Pence to jump in anyway is kind of beyond me.
Yeah.
But there's been no serious. The Democrats have called for it, but of course there's been no serious consideration. I think these things do take time, but you got to imagine like how many lives does he need? Like he's every week there's a new scandal. It's worse than Nixon. It's worse than Clinton.
Oh, it's like all of them put together. It's unbelievable. No one's seen anything like this
ever. And it's
ever.
Like from the top to the bottom, from Donald Trump himself to his son to all his associates, like every one of them just coming across as like, again, like blazingly rotten. Just like out to, at least other career politicians try their best. I mean, perhaps that's not a good thing. Perhaps it really is actually worse that they sort of dissemble themselves and hide behind facades. But these guys are unabashed. They're just awful.
Yeah. It's, just no tact. Like, just so blunt and painful.
Yeah.
It really is painful to watch.
And it is in this trial. And then, of course, the media forces in everyone's throat to try and, what, A, it's news, and B, I think the media probably are a little biased, because...
Well, no, yeah, but bias, that's a very broad statement to make, in that some of them are biased towards the left, some are biased towards the right.
Yeah, but either way, any which way, they're all trying to be like, whoa, there's big news.
Yeah,
and wait, I mean, like, it's not big news, it's fake news. And people go, it's big news, impeach him. And then like, it's just everywhere. It's just overwhelming.
You're right. They're all trying to sell ad space. They're all trying to sell, get your attention. That's for sure. But yeah, so it is hard to know to listen to, but come on, guys. Everyone is basically saying the same thing. Like, they can't all be under the thumb. Like, there's clearly a lot going wrong.
And the
wrong.
Fact that only Mike Flynn is the only person who... And that was quite early on as well. There's been the only person to step away. Like, at this point, it baffles me.
Yeah, yeah. I think if there was a doomsday clock for Trump's... impeachment, it's getting close to 12 right now. All right, that's actually all the time we have for this week. We will be back next week with a new episode of White Noise. I hope you enjoyed. If you want to keep up with us throughout the week, it's White Noise UBC on Facebook or White Noise YVR on Twitter. Any comments or questions, send them in to whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. That's the end of this week. We'll see you very soon. Coming up is Ninth Wave, as always. And our last track of the night is going to be The Straight Light Pines with Animist off Old Yale Road. Enjoy.
Didn't know I found to